こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットしてみてください。1個目、テキサス大学サンアントニオ校のチームが社会的に適切とされる病気具合に関する研究を行い、自分の具合が悪い時の表現方法は性別、年収、文化的価値観に影響を受けていることが分かりました。研究では過去1年間に風邪やインフルエンザにかかったことがある被験者1259人にアンケートを行い、現在の具合の悪さも度合いで示してもらいました。その結果、自分の病気や具合の悪さを他人に表現する傾向がより強いのは、年収が世帯年収の中央値以下の人、痛みに強いと自負している人、うつ病の症状を持つ人、家族との絆が強い男性でした。
A research team at the University of Texas in San Antonio has conducted a study on, quote, socially appropriate sickness.And found that the way in which we express illness may be influenced by sex, age, and cultural values. In the study, the researchers conducted a survey of 1,259 people who had contracted influenza within the last year and asked them to rate how they felt. They found that people more likely to express their illness tended to be lower income, self-described stoics, men with strong family connections, and people with depressive symptoms.
そう、 socially appropriate sickness ってすごく英語っぽい言い方というか、日本語にしちゃうとちょっとニュアンスがずれてしまうというか、あまり分かりにくいんだけども、うん、まあ今まさにコロナウイルスの話でよく日本で言われるよね、
うん、
その熱があっても会社に行っちゃうとか、うん、この研究にも書いてあったんだけど、その具合が悪いことによって気力がないとか、社会からちょっと距離を取るとか、食欲がなくなるっていうのは人間だけじゃなくてどの動物にもあることなんだけれども、人間に限っては社会経済的文化的な要素で、まあ、その後の行動が変わってくる。なので、まあ、業界によっては病気でも仕事に行くっていうのが、まあ、当たり前になっている人たちもたくさんいるし、でその結果病気がさらに広がっちゃうとか、まあ、本人がより重篤な症状になっちゃうとか、だからそれがまあ文化とか性別年収によって変化しますよっていうのは面白いなと思った。
The stoic thing is kind of confusing to me.
そうなの。なんか痛みに強いと自負している人ほど
文句、
病気になったっていうのは意外ではあるんだけど、ただこのチームが言ってたのは、つまりその自慢する傾向にある。なんか俺って痛みに強いんだぜっていう人ほど、いやマジ具合悪いけど会社来たわみたいなとか。
So it should make a distinction between stoics and self-described stoics.
そうそうそう。
As I think if you're really stoic, you may be unlikely to describe yourself as really stoic.
そう、だから重要なのは痛みに強いピリオドじゃなくて、痛みに強いと自負している人だから、自分がストイックだって言ってる人ほど、まあでもそれは確かにそう言われてみるとあまり矛盾してはいないよね。あと、
Is there a theory about the lower income aspect?
これも年収が低いっていうことは、その病院になかなか行かないとか行けないとか、だから症状がまあ悪化する可能性があって、それでこう病気になったことをより強く覚えてたりするんじゃないかって書いてあった。あとこの家族との絆が強い男性っていうのも、まあ社会的に男性の方がなんか我慢しなきゃいけないとか、あまり弱音を吐いちゃいけないっていうふうに、まあ、押し付けられている現状があるんだけど、まあ、家族とすごい信頼関係が築けている場合は、まあ、ちゃんとセーフティーネットがあるから病気っていうことを、まあ、何認知できる。
It's probably effective. Like if you have a mother or siblings who care andYou know, acting tough isn't really going to get you that anything in within your family. You know,
意味ないもんね。そこで強がったところで。
There's no point to like to かっこつける in front of your family.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
ね、だからまあ今まさにコロナウイルスの話すごい出てるけど、これでちょっとその日本の病気の、自分が病気になった時の そのトリートメントの仕方が社会的に変わるといいなって思ってる。その、うん、例えば今までだと熱があります、じゃあ38度39度熱があります、で会社からじゃあ病院に行ってインフルかどうか確かめてきてくださいとかバカみたいなことを言われるわけじゃん。でじゃあ行ってみたら陰性でした、それが間違った陰性かもしれないし、うん、本当に陰性か分かんないけど、あじゃあインフルじゃないんだったら39度でも会社に来なさいみたいな、そういうちょっとこう意味がわからない文化があるわけじゃん。
On the way here, I was getting on the train、うん、and、there's the car in front of me that pulled up in front of me was crowded. So I was like, oh, I should move to this other car. And I look at the car next to it, I'm like, oh, めっちゃ空いてるじゃん、 go in. And the door's closed and I'm like on my phone. And then the guy next to me coughs and I look overHe's carrying Pocari Sweat、hmm. and he's wiping his forehead with a handkerchief.
Okay.
And then he lowers his mask and drinks this Pocari Sweat. And I'm like,
超病気っぽいじゃん。
I'm like, how are you sweating? It's cold in here.
Yeah. 怖っ。
Yeah. So I changed cars after that.、Hmm. And there are a lot of people coughing. And I heard deep, phlegmy coughs, like really pneumonia-ish coughs.、Mm. And, you know, there is this question of, like, how many people are infected in Japan? Nobody knows.
まあね。
And it's hard to tell、
yeah.
what's going on exactly.
Yeah.
In Korea, you know, it's the drive-thru or whatever. So,
まあ、いろんなね、原因で咳してる人いっぱいいるから、そのアレルギーで咳出ちゃう人もいるし。
But it's different. That if you hear this one,The chest, the deep, like,、yeah. that's different. That's not kafunsho. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
But these people are on the train, so I'm going to buy a bicycle, like, today.、
Hmm.
And I'm not coming here by train until this is over. Because、hmm. that was sketch.
Right. So, まあ、なんか
I could be tripping. I don't know.、Yeah. I have no way to tell. I can't、yeah. tell. But if you got that deep, phlegmy... Lungy cough, I'm out of there.
Yeah. まあどっちか分かんないけど、そのリスクをね、別に取る必要はないからね。
This guy looked like the Iranian minister.、
Mm.
Exactly the same, like, just、
Sweaty.
Patting his forehead.、
Mm. Well,
quiet.
でも結構今、息子が週2回まだ普通に保育園行ってるんだけど、あの今年から行き始めたばっかりだから行くたんびにこう風邪とかもらってきてたのね、
うん、
で私もそれを1ヶ月やってわめちゃくちゃもらってくるじゃんと思ったからもう帰ってきた瞬間にお風呂に入れることにして先月からまあコロナとかの、うん、あ関係なくね、うん、だ帰ってきた瞬間にもう全部洗って上から下まで着替えて、うん、でとかやってたら今そのコロナでみんながこう園児とかもすごい手洗うし先生もめちゃくちゃ手洗ってアルコール消毒するとかしたら、うん、普通の風邪もひかなくなった、うん、先月の途中ぐらいから
They've been saying that、incidence of other illnesses has decreased、
うん、
significantly due to、まあね、these efforts and it seems like everything people do the things that people are doing、うん、does make a difference
いや絶対そうだよね and... 今バスとかまあ、バスに乗って保育園行くんだけど、あの、都バスね。もうすごい空いて、うん、元から結構空いてるバスなんだけど、さらに空いてて、すっかすかだから、うん、もう、なんていうの、人と人との距離がめちゃくちゃ離れてるわけ。うん、だから、あんまり
ここ。But it just takes one. It's such a crazy odds game that we're all stuck in.
Yeah.
You know?
まあね。
So, they say, air ventilation is a big part of it.、
うん、
so, the number of little,virus particles you inhale matters. So if you, whether you inhale 500 particles or 2,000, that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And it seems to make a difference in the severity and progression of the illness as well.
Hmm.
So I think I'm of the opinion now that everyone should just be wearing a mask. I don't care if you're sick or not. Nobody can tell. They said the incubation period is...up to 24 days, and in one case, 27 days. I mean, that is ridiculously long. That is a crazy long incubation period. So you don't know if you're infected.
Right.
And masks are cheap. Everyone can get it. This whole mask problem, I don't understand it. There are suppliers all over China like, oh, we can just send you bazillions of masks. Personally, to me, I can order a shitload of masks right now. They passed some law, so I'd probably get arrested or something. I don't know what would happen. But there's the idea that these medical facilities don't have access to masks, but I do. That's ridiculous. How does that make any sense?
でもそれもさ、英語が分かんなかったら多分サーチできないじゃん。そういう問題だと思うよ。
I guess.
うん。結構何でもそう。意外とそのオンラインショッピングとかもさ、なんか普通にうちらは別にどこにでも売ってるじゃんって思うことでも、
mm-hmm.
なんだろう、多分日本語だけだったらたどり着かないことって意外とあるんだと思う。まあそのマスクもそうだけど。
Yeah, I think that's true of a lot of the information around this. You know, it. Do you just want access to Japan's medical experts or, you know, the world's medical experts? And, you know, there's going to be a difference in the quality of information that you get.
うちはまあまあのマスク難民だから、私と息子はマスクしてないというか、その人がいるとこに行かないからさ、そもそも、
mm-hmm.
してないんだけど、夫は普通にまだ満員電車に乗って出勤させられてるから、
mm-hmm.
うちの親からマスク一箱もらってつけてるんだけど、それがなんかすごい安いやつっていうか、なんかもう壊れてんのいっぱい。
I have masks if you want masks. I got all my bullseye shit like years ago. I have everything. I have the fancy masks with the filters on them. I have everything. I have food for...
Super pepper.
My apartment's super small. And like a third of my space is bullseye. It's crazy.
Official prepper.
But
なんだろう、その...
It makes a difference. There's a study by... University of Texas, Southwestern University, that shows that the regular mask, that not the N95, is almost as effective as the N95 mask. Mm. And it's the largest study of its kind ever done. Right. So if anyone wants to say anything contrary to that, they should go debunk that study. Because they showed, I mean, with thousands of people, that the regular mask is effective. So the N95, the 95 means that 95% of the particles are being blocked.
Mm.
That means 5% are getting in.No, we don't know what the N number is on the other mask. It could be N60, it could be N30, whatever it is. But it's less particles, and the viral load is a factor for infection. So it is effective.
Right.
And that's the most credible study there is. Period.
Right.
Period. So all this, like, mask, no mask, masks don't work, masks actually increase your chance of infection. This is what I'm saying now, that wearing a mask makes it more likely.You okay?
I thought that was because people are reusing it because they can't buy the new ones. So like they touch it with like dirty hands and then they just put it over their
mouth. But that's still better because you take the mask off, a certain amount of time passes, a lot of the viral materials will degrade. And also you can just spray the mask with alcohol or, you know, you can use UV lights. So you can buy a UV light...I don't know, for 3,000 yen on Amazon. And if you put the mask under the UV light, just put it in a drawer. You don't want to look at the UV light because it'll damage your eyes. But UV lights will sterilize.
Right.
Didn't you have that for your phone?
Yeah, I have that.
So put your mask in there and just blast the mask with UV.
Yeah.
And spray it with alcohol if you really want to make sure. But that's good to go. Right. There's no problem with that.
I mean, honestly, I'm not worried.
You can totally reuse it.
I'm not worried about me and my son because we just don't go anywhere right now except for the park nearby, which is completely empty for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So the only time we see other people is, you know, when we get on the bus. But それもガラガラだから。だから一つあるとしたら夫が持って帰ってくる。会社とか。
But you can touch something. So even if the bus is empty, those metal bars.
Oh, I don't touch anything. でもそれもともと私なんかちょっと潔癖の毛があるからさ。
But they're saying
my son touches shit though. He touches everything. So
on this tsurutsuru stuff, they're saying the virus lives like
yeah. So this morning he was touching the その前の座席のなんかふわふわの飛ばすのキャラがついてるやつあるし、あそこをめっちゃ持ってて、なんか。もうそれとかもでもそれねこのコロナ関係ないんだよね私元からなんかわって思っちゃうから、もう降りて学校着いた瞬間にもう手洗って消毒して子供は
The thing is like most illnesses I mean there are a few dangerous illnesses that are around like measles or you could get tuberculosis that could be serious staph infections there aren't a whole lot of thingsthat are just around that could really hurt you. Even the flu, like, I'll take the flu right now. I'm not worried about the flu, you know. No matter, even with all the statistics people say about this, the flu, individually, if you have to pick a disease, you know, you're going with the flu over coronavirus, like, every single time, you know. So the cultural aspect of this, I think, is interesting.And I've seen that a lot of couples are all sorts of people, families, but people argue about what sort of measures should be taken to prevent infection. So, like, I have a gym membership, and I feel like crap if I don't go to the gym. And so I'm like, oh, should I go to the gym? You know, this is like a common, everyone's doing this right now. So, like...The boyfriend or whoever wants to go to the gym and the other person is thinking what like is it really that important to go to the gym when people are getting infected at gyms you know every day it's like this gym is infected or whatever
難しいよねなんかこうでもお金払ってるしなとかさなんだろうどこまでさ心配すればいいかっていうバランスの問題。
How careful should you be?
Yeah.
You know, so if you want to go to some 飲み会 or something, and then your partner is like, that's a terrible idea, I don't think you should go.
Yeah.
Or I want to go to this concert, and they're like, you know, there's so much to argue about if you have...
So are you going to the gym or no?
No, I'm not going to the gym. I lost that argument.
しかもめっちゃ触るしね、ジムって。その物を触らないとできないじゃん。Yeah.
All you do is 触る。
Yeah.
You just sawaru this, and then you go and sawaru this, and you have a routine where
you just... いろんなもの触って、汗とか拭いて顔とかも触るじゃんね。
Yeah, and you're like...
Yeah.
and just shooting all this
aerosolized
or who knows what.
そうだね。それはそうだね。
Virally air. Virus air. So...
うち元からその外で駅とかの地図とかをうちの夫がすぐ触るのよ。あ、こっからここまでとかをこう触っちゃうの。
Direct contact?
そう。で、私元からそれすごいずっともう、やめてやめてって、もう、言うのね。神経質だから自分が。で、なんか誰が触ったか分かんないし、汚いみたいな感じですぐ言っちゃうんだけど、なんか今は、そういう、元からさ、そういう機能が備わってるから自分に。なんか今までは不便だなって思ったけど、今はちょっと、あ、よかったって思うし、だから夫とか帰ってきたらもうドアノブとか電気のスイッチとかも絶対触ってほしくないわけじゃん、だからもう全部肘とかでやってもうそれ自分は元からやってるけど
Your phone is it's over、right? Your phone it's over because you get home you sterilize your hands you wash your hands and stuff and then you pull your phone out again you know、so this it's like this this real OCD behavior that you get into like I before I opened this I sterilized thisBox. Yeah, because I'm like, this was on the shelf in the konbini, and someone probably sneezed directly on this.
Yeah.
Did you see in, where is it? In the Middle East somewhere, they're like licking, I think it's in Iran. They lick this shrine.
Oh.
For good luck.
Okay.
And everyone comes there from around the country, and in hard times...
Yeah, it's the best thing not a good for them. Idea right now.
What they do for good luck is they lick this shrine. And so they said, hey, we got to stop licking the shrine, you know, at least for a while.
Yeah.
And so they were closing off the shrine. I guess this guy live streamed himself. He was like, I'm not afraid of coronavirus. And he just licked just lick the shit out of that shrimp.
頑張れ、生きてほしいね。
I'm waiting for the report that he's infected.
But,
Iran is crazy. Like 8% of the parliament is infected.
なんか今この話してて本当に思うけどさ、その元からすごい神経質とか OCD っぽいって、まあ私も夫から言われることあるし、なんか若干の罪悪感みたいなのを感じて生きてきたわけよ。それが今こんな形でこう報われている。I told you みたいな。でこう昨日もアメリカの記事でこうどうやって握手をやめるかみたいな、握手しない方法として14個ぐらい挙げられてたのね。なんか足をタップしようとか、なんかバカバカしい、まあ、例がいっぱい挙げられてて、いや日本そもそもお辞儀だから最強じゃん、お辞儀文化最強と思った。いだって一瞬も触らない、まあ、名刺があるからちょっと、
yeah.
あれだけど、yeah. 触っちゃってるけど、でもがっつり、あの、あとフランスのさ、
You don't want that ツルツルの名刺。
そうだね。
ゲッター。
フランスの厚労省の大臣みたいな人も、そのビズしないようにしましょう。そのほっぺにチュッてする。まあ、口はほっぺに直接はつけないんだけど、まあ、顔がめちゃくちゃ近くに行くじゃん。
Yeah.
それもやめましょうとか言ってて。
Did you hear that, Mike Pence shook the hands of someone that had been in quarantine or something?
No.
I mean, some reporter asked this question at a press conference.And Trump was like, oh, really? I didn't hear about that.
I saw
and I haven't seen him with Pence. I haven't seen them together since then. It's hilarious. Maybe they have, but I haven't seen them together since
then. I saw Trump's tweet. なんか he tweeted the video of, was it Joe Biden? なんか、あの、みんなのところに置いてある差し入れみたいなので、ドーナツかなんかを食べて指を全部舐めて、で、こうみんなが飲むコーヒーのボックスみたいななんかちょっと触ってんのね。で、gross みたいな感じでトランプツイートしてて、でこうリベラルの、
well, he's known as an OCD.
そうで、リベラルの人はなんかお前こそみたいな感じで言い返してんだけど、私はいやこれは普通にキモいと思って。
We need to stop making it political. It's all gross. It doesn't matter who's doing it.
これは普通にトランプにめちゃくちゃ同意するわって思った。これは誰であってもやめてほしい。
Yeah, I mean, they're doing conferences and stuff like, yeah, we need to stop the handshakes and we need to change our habits and stuff. And all right, guys, we've had a really good meeting. And then he turns and shakes Trump's hand. It's like, no, dude.
Like,
you just told us all to stop shaking hands.
Yeah.
And at the end of the press conference about coronavirus, he turns and he shakes Trump's hand. And Trump like hesitated for a second, he, like pulled back, and then he just like shook it. And it was like, what's his name? I think it's Dr. Fauci. But he's leading he's a very well respected doctor. And he's supposed to be like, you know,
the shit
among doctors. But he just said, he gave this advice and then turned and shook Trump's hand. Are you serious? But
so, これこそさ、クールジャパンみたいのでさ、世界に押し出せばいいのよね。今こそ、お辞儀にしましょう、皆さんみたいな。最強ですよ、つって。
Yeah.
Okay. 次。アムステルダム自由大学の研究チームが女性の月経サイクルによるホルモン値の上下が交際関係に与える影響を調査しました。研究では33人の女性から15日間分の尿サンプルを採取し、エストラジオール、プロゲステロン、テストステロンの値の変化を計測したほか、期間中毎晩本人と交際相手の男性にアンケートを行い、関係への満足度や相手をどう思っているかなどを尋ねました。すると、女性のエストラジオール値が高い日は、お互い交際関係を低く評価していました。女性は自分の交際相手の見た目への評価が下がっていたほか、男性も女性の満足度が低いのではと感じ取っており、その結果幸福度が低下していました。
Researchers at Vrije University in Amsterdam.Investigated the monthly cycles of women's hormones and their effects on relationships. In the study, urine samples were collected from 33 women over 15 days, and estradiol, progesterone, and testosterone levels were measured. The women and their partners also filled out surveys every night indicating their relationship satisfaction and their thoughts about their partner. They found that on days where women's estradiol, how do you say that? Estradiol. deal was high, both partners gave the relationship a lower satisfaction rating. Women also rated their partner's appearance as being worse, and men sensed that their partner was less satisfied, resulting in lower happiness.
So, エストロジオールはエストロゲンの一種で卵胞ホルモン、でプロゲステロンは黄体ホルモンなんだけど、被験者はみんな4ヶ月以上の交際関係で、もちろんピルとかは飲んでない、当たり前だけど、でこのエストロジオール値が高いっていうのは、つまり排卵の時期っていうことなんだよね。だからそこに向けて、こう自分とずっと一緒にいる相手の評価がなぜか下がっちゃうっていう。で、これは理由がはっきり分かっているわけじゃないので、いろんな説があるんだけど、例えばその他にもう排卵するから、もうすぐ急いで相手を探さないといけないわけじゃん。だから今一緒にいるこの人じゃなくて、もっといい人がいたら、そうブラピだから別にブラピそんな好きじゃない、なんで毎回ブラそう、ブラピがいるかもしれないから、
スカー
ズ、こう他の、そう他のオプションを探さないとみたいなことなのか、っていう。ただ今回の研究では、そのこのエストラジオール値が高い間に他の人にすごい興味が向いているっていうわけでもなかったらしいのね。ただこれ15日間しか確かめてないので、もしかしてこの15日間の間にたまたま他に良さげな人がいなかっただけかもしれないみたいな、だからいろいろリミテーションはあるんだけれども、研究の。
How, what is this experience like? Because I just don't, like I have mood swings, but it's, I don't know, it's for some other reason.
なんかこうやっぱりパターンがあるわけじゃん、毎月だから、自分でも多分多くの女性はこうパターンに気づいてる人もいると思うんだけど、
It's like a season or something、right?
なんか機嫌悪いというか、イライラするなと思ったら、ああ生理前だからかとか、なんかすごい性欲がなんかもうやりたいみたいな。
Are you generally、mindful of this orNot so much. You just kind of let it be naturally. Do you think like, oh, I'm in a bad mood, but wait, if I check my calendar, this explains it. And so,
そんな感じ。
I'll sort of moderate that.
その方が人のせいにせずに済むじゃん。例えば夫にすごいなんかイライラしてる時に、ちょっと待ってよって思って確認したら、あ、夫が500悪いんじゃなくて、夫が本当は悪いのは50ぐらいかもみたいな、なんか私がそれを増幅させてるだけかもしれない、自分の中でとか、それで自分も落ち着くし、とかはあるよ。
Do you think it's a does it have a significant effect on your life? It probably varies a lot betweenWomen,
なんかこの研究で言ってたのは、そのたこれだからといって、そのすごくいい交際関係が一気に悪化したりとか、めちゃくちゃ悪いのが一気に良くなったりとかっていうことではなくて、いいカップルはいいし、悪いカップルは悪いんだけど、ここですごく微妙な変化が起きているっていう。だから本人たちも気づいてない可能性があるし、そのなんか今日彼氏があんまイケメンに見えないというか、なんかもっとイケメン他にいそうな気がするなとか思ったとして、でもそれも波のように、過ぎていくわけだから、多分お互い分かんないまま終わってんだと思うけど、毎月。
And there is variation in like how attracted you are to your partner. I mean, even without the hormonal fluctuations.
そうだね。
It's almost like being drunk and then sober or something, maybe. You know, if you drink a little bit of alcohol, people's flaws don't stand out as much. But if you're extremely sober and standing in a club or something, yeah, you're just focused on people's flaws.
そうだね。ホルモン、特に、ピルを飲み始めた時、初めて、時にすっ ごいイライラして、もうちょっとイライ、なんか何かにイライラするとかじゃなくて、本当にもう何かを投げたいみたいな、うん、でそれは自分ピル飲み始めたばっかりだから、あ、そのせいだなってすぐ分かったから、別にどうっていうこともなかったんだけど、だからそれぐらいこう、なんていうの、自分でも自覚するぐらいめちゃくちゃ振り回されるっていうことはあるじゃん、うん、だから
Do you think that's safe, the pill?
いやー、人によるでしょうね。そのなんだろう、
Is it ever really like safe?
例えば
As they have、they have measured structural changes to the brain associated with taking the pill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そう、だからそれこそピル飲むことによって好きな男性の好みとかが変わっちゃうとか、あの、その行動自体に変化が現れてるみたいな。でもそれってさ、安全性の時には語られないことじゃん。その別にそれで死ぬとかじゃないから。だからそこも含めて飲む意味がある場合ももちろんあるだろうし、そこまでじゃない場合もあるだろうし、まあ、なかなか難しいよね。あといろんなこうガコーマのリスクとか、
うん、
あの、まあ後から分かってくることもあるから、私は今飲ん、まあ、母乳も上げてるし飲んでないけど、普通に生理はでも来てるから、まあ、ピル飲んでた時はすごい楽だったなとは思うけど、
I'm just wondering, do we...Does society feel like it understands enough about these hormones and the implications of their levels on our psychology? And, you know, this ties into like our motivational centers and a lot of parts of the brain that are very important、
mm-hmm.
that we know work fine if you're not taking the pill. So I'm just, it seems like there has been a bit of more.Concerning research on this stuff.、
うん、まあね、なんかさ、いろいろね、毎年こう新しい、実はこうでしたみたいな。
No one argues against the effectiveness or convenience or practicality of it, but you know.
うん、そうね。でもなんだろう、これ一個面白いなって思ったのは、その女性が。まあ、交際相手のへの満足度が下がってることを男性側もなんとなく感じ取っているっていう。
エンパシ
ー。うん、だからこう同時にちょっとだけ不幸になっているっていうかさ。
Well, if you feel,
セットだからそこ。
If you can, if you feel like your partner is less attracted to you,、
うん、
that would reduce your happiness.
うん。でもなんか。
Like you feel
それがそう
fat and ugly, 急に。Because of this hormone change in your partner.
そう、それがちょっと興味深いなって思った。
You're sensitive to like how your partner sees you, right?
うん。
And it's a part of how you sort of identify yourself.
うん。Yeah.
So I think men are being dragged into this monthly cycle at least a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what this research says too.
And So you said it's not going to define a relationship, make it good or bad, but、mm. it could certainly be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah.
You know, something bad could be stressful, could be happening, and maybe if it had happened a week later, it wouldn't have been so catastrophic.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's possible, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're someone like me who would do something out of impulse,、mm. like break up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's what I do. But、
mm-hmm.
why did I decide to break up with him this morning? Maybe it's because I'm about to ovulate, you know, like, but 、yeah. then I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
You、so. could know, but even if you did know, you don't know how much of a factor it really is, right?
Right.
You can't really weigh it. It's like, okay, 20% of this is me ovulating.
まあ、
ね、and 80% is truth.
But if it was something that was blinking right in front of my...eyesight, like、mm. you're about to ovulate, so maybe your boyfriend seems、mm. less attractive to you today.
It's like an app.
Yeah. Then
does your phone do that? Do you, if you like swipe left or whatever and you go to the where it shows the 天気とか the weather and the stocks.
でもそのアプリはあるよ。私もそのアプリ使ってるけど、そういう。だから
Is there like a push notification? Like you are
about to ovulate.
Stay calm. Like, do the meditation apps factor this stuff in? Is there like extra meditation?
That's annoying. That's annoying.
Is that sexist?
I don't think it's sexist, but it's annoying unless you ask for it.
It could be helpful for some people, right? If I could know when I'm in a bad mood, I would love to have something pop up and tell me.
Yeah.
Dude,
そう、私もそう思う
派
だけど、でも私の夫が言ってたのは、それは女子の中では珍しいと思うって言われた。その、すごい機嫌悪い時に、もしかして生理前なんじゃないとか言った時に、私はなんか、ああ、そうかもって思って、逆に冷静になるけど、まあ人によっては、それで逆に余計ムカつくわけじゃん。
Wait, but if it isn't, then do you get even more upset?Because you're like, oh, it could be because it's like Sadie Maya or whatever. But then you find out that it wasn't. It's like, wow, I actually am this person.
It's worse.
This is honky.
I don't know. どうだろうね? Have you seen Midsommar, the movie? Do you know,
no.
Do you know what it is about? Have you seen the trailer or anything?
Is it recent?
Yeah. 多分日本は今やってるのかな?でも映画館今行きたくないからさ、あの iTunes で99セントになってたから、一昨日ぐらい見たんだけど、ちょっとね見てほしい。
What is it about? What's the premise?
I think they're calling it like festival horror or something like that. At least in Japan. なんかスウェーデンのペーゲンのコミュニティに。まあ、アメリカ人の人たちが、まあ、学生たちが行くみたいな話なんだけど、
They're like at a Swedish festival?
Like pagan community is having this once in 90 years festival or something.
Are there a lot of pagans in Sweden?
I don't know, but this is like a very, very tiny community, like Amish type.
What reminded you of this?
Just like hormones and menstruation and men and women. I don't know. I want to talk about this movie with someone because it was so like weird and but I loved it and it was kind of gory. So about some mental illness. But it was.And feminism-ish.
What sort of feminism?
The theme. Like sisterhood.
Sisterhood?
In a weird way.
Is that feminism or is that just paganism? Because I think paganism had a whole sisterhood, sort of witches coven aspect to it, didn't it? Then they like draw pentagrams and
I mean, it depends, right? Paganism is in...was in so many countries and regions so but
it's sort of the somewhat modern American adaptations of this pagan I don't know I saw some of it like in like school and stuff like some girls are getting into it
見てない人には結構おすすめだけどこれもメンタルイルネス系のことがちょっと出てくるから逆に言うとジョーカーよりもおすすめできないかもしれないそういう、なんかパニックアタックとかなりがちな人はそのなんかね私もその不安障害みたいなそういうパニックアタックなることあるからその女優の演技がうますぎて、なんていうんだろうね自分の経験を思い出しちゃうから
Is it more or less traumatic than the South Korean VR thing? Because that's like, that was like, or is it a different kind of?
A totally different kind. But
the mental health stuff can be
kind of tricky. It can drag you down. But 今ある程度健康な人にはおすすめ。
I feel that way about Inception. Like I think Inception can really like mess with your head.
Yeah. なんかそれとは違う方向性だけど。なんて言うんだろうね。こう、グロいシーンもあるんだけど、そこよりも、グロくないシーンの方が、はぁってなる。 なるし、でもハリウッド映画らしいこう変な音楽の使い方とかなんか大げさな、
うん、
とかすごい説明が多いセリフとかはあんまりなくて、そこはすごいいい、あのセリフ台本はすごいいいなって思ったから。
Do you think movies
すす怖い
Do you think movies could actually cause some madness or psychosis? Like I believe in the power of ideas to actually trigger psychosis and weird mental states.
あの日本のさ三大奇書と言われるドグラマグラっていうさ、mm. 古い本があるんですけどね。Mm. それはこう読んだものが精神に異常をきたすみたいなマーケティング、mm.の文言で
I totally believe in that.
売られて
You don't think that's real?
まあ私はその本読んで別に精神に異常は来たさなかったけども、あの
You were already
なんか Maybe でもこうこれ1935年の本なんだけど、
hmm.
なんだろうね、新しいアイディアというかそれこそミーも頭に植え付けてくるっていう意味では、
mm-hmm.
すごいあのまあ、衝撃的ではあったかな。これね多分もう古い本だから青空文庫かなんかでただで読めるよ誰でも。
Like, There are ideas about religion that are so potent、
うん、
that religious people shouldn't interface with them. You know, there are very potent ideas and memes in this world、
うん、
and there's certain taboo around a lot of these ideas and there are certain things thatexperiences and ideas that people sort of need to encounter、
mm.
naturally through chance or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. まあ、depressing な映画はいっぱいあるよね。普通にその、なんだろう、Dogville とか。まあ、日本人が大好きなミストとか。
Hmm.
Have you seen that?
I don't
think なんか depressing movie の代表といえば、なんか日本人が絶対みんな好きななんかミスト。
I've seen a lot of depressing Japanese movies though.、
Hmm.
And I feel like a lot of, well, it's always like this depressing, but it's like, oh, よかった。
ああ、you know, like、最終的にね。
Yeah.、
Hmm.
And、I don't know, the quality varies pretty dramatically. But...
Yeah.
What was that TV show with the...what was it called? This girl like can't go in the sun. She's、what? Like allergic to sunlight.
Okay. I don't know.
I can't remember what that... it's like...
Oh, is she a singer?
Tayo no Uta or something.
Yeah, she's a singer.
I think so.、Right? I can't remember. Not, I saw I that movie、know. A long time. It's an old movie. But,
okay.
But she's like in a hazmat suit or something like outside. You haven't seen that?
No.、
Hmm.
でもそれも最後いい感じで終わるの?
I think so. I hope so.、
Hmm.
I don't want to know.、
Hmm. I like it when it ends in a sad way. Like, なんか redeem されないで終わるみたいなやつは結構好きだからフランス映画とか好きなんだけどね。
Why? Like...
なんかリアルじゃん。その方が。なんかこんな悪いことがあったけど最終的にはみんなハッピーってなっちゃうとなんか
But,
あまあ、
But there was something happy before that and it could have ended the story then.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, where do you cut the story off?
Yeah.
死んだら it's, I guess. But、yeah. like, you know.
なんかこうオープンエンドで終わってほしいやっていうのもあるし、なんかあと、え、これどうなったんだろうっていうのも好きだし、mm. ああ、やっぱそうだよね。うまくいかないよね。で終わるのも結構好き。
Are most movies right now, you think they have positive endings, or?
まあ、ハリウッドはそうじゃない?結構、まあ、めでたしめでたしみたいなのが好きじゃん。
What about the whole Thanos thing? Didn't he, like, delete Earth or something? Or what happened? He, like, collected a bunch of little jewels, and then he plugged them into his...
He snapped his fingers, and...
And what happened? Everyone...
Half of all the living
I hope everyone's...
things.
Spoiler alert.
No, it's not. Half of all the living things died.
That's bad, right?
That's really bad. でもそれより私が嫌なのはその最近の X-Men とかもそうだし、この Avengers もそうだし、その何か最悪なことが起きました。 で、どっかのフランチャイズのどっかの映画の中でなんか過去に戻るなりなんなりして全部書き換えちゃうっていう、そのだから私が見た映画あれは何だったんだみたいな、あれがなかったことに最終的になっちゃうから、あの2時間私見たのに結局なかったことにされるみたいなのが一番嫌だ最近の傾向として、じゃああれ意味なかったじゃんみたいな。
Have you, you've heard the theory that there's only there are only three stories、or there's only seven、
yeah, yeah, yeah. なんか決まパターンが決まってるっていうやつでしょ。
Yeah, so it's like you go and you slay the monster, or there's like a journey where you're looking for some、you have to get to Mordor、
right.
or something, like a quest, right? And then there's the prodigal son, sort of you go and you come back. And I guess there's tragedy, which is just bad, what you like.
Yeah, I,
or I guess tragic endings is what you like.
Or, なんて言うんだろうね。
You don't like the word tragic.
よくフランス映画とかであるような、いろんなことが起きるんだけど、結局何も起きてないみたいな。なんて言うんだろう、起承転結じゃない感じ。の、
What, there's no point?
なんかあらすじを説明できない感じの映画が好き。え、これ何の話だったんだろうみたいな。
There's no オチ。
オチもないし、
And you know that when you go to watch the movie, or are you surprised that there's no?
I won't be surprised if it was a French movie, but
and there was.
It's not like I would know beforehand if there's going to be Ochi or not. ただこう
But you prefer no Ochi.
prefer までいかないけど、Ochi がないやつも結構好き。なんかOchiがポイントじゃないっていうところが好き。
なくてもいい。
なんかその過程が大事みたいな。
なん
かそこを楽しみましょうよっていう映画は結構好き。だから最後にうまく別に全部がまとまって終わる必要はないみたいな。次。
In a video recorded for Vanity Fair, movie director Rian Johnson stated the following while describing a scene from his latest work, Knives Out.Quote, I don't know if I should say this or not, not because it's lascivious or something, but because it's going to screw me on the next mystery movie that I write. But forget it. I'll say it. It's very interesting. Apple, they let you use iPhones in movies, but, and this is very pivotal, if you're ever watching a mystery movie, bad guys cannot have iPhones on camera. Every single filmmaker who has a bad guy in their movie that's supposed to be a secret wants to murder me right now.Revealing a stipulation in Apple's product placement policy. Apple is considered the most valuable brand in the world.
最後の一文何これ映画 Knives Out のライアン・ジョンソン監督が先週 Vanity Fair が公開した動画インタビューの中で Apple 社のプロダクトプレイスメントのポリシーを暴露し話題となりました。これは言うべきなのかどうかわからないけど、下ネタだからとかじゃなくて、僕の次のミステリー映画にとって損になるだろうからね。でもいいや、すごく面白いから言っちゃう。Apple は映画の中で iPhone を使わせてくれるんだが、ここが重要で、ミステリー映画の中で悪役はカメラの前では iPhone を使えないんだよ。誰が悪役かが内緒の映画を作っている映画制作者は漏れなく全員私を殺したいだろうけどね。Yeah.
What about the last?
Yeah, これ何この文章なんでこれ入れたの。
So, well, I wanted to, well, it's relevant, that, you know, because the brand value of a company is influenced by their efforts in product placements, and Apple is extremely active in product placements, more so than any of their competitors.
だから今度からこう悪役っぽい人でも、あ、この人悪者なのかなって思っても iPhone 持ってたら、あ、この人実はいい人なんだっていうのがバレてしまうから、
well,
iPhone 使えなくなっちゃうよね、映画でね。
It's not like Android doesn't allow good guys to use their phones.
Yeah.
Android does allow good guys to use Android phones, but There are rumors that various movies and actors and characters have rejected using an Android phone. For example, there's a rumor that in the Bond movie, Daniel Craig rejected an offer to use an Android phone. I don't know if that's true. But I guess the director or whoever, somebody was like, psh, Bond isn't going to use an Android.
Right.
So I guess that's why we see this.
So what does it's Bond so use in the movie?
An iPhone. Of course.
Interesting.
In the show 24, there's this one character who's part of the good guys, it appears, for a long time. But people noticed, several people noticed that he was the only one that was using a Windows computer on the entire team of good guys in their office. Like, why would this one guy have... that's not how companies work.
それ結構話題になったよね。だから、いいものは Apple のパソコンピューター使ってて、悪い役の人は、悪者は Windows 使ってるっていう。なんか、いつも冗談みたいな感じで言われるけど。
Yeah, so it's totally true.
でもなんかその気持ちもわからなくはないんだけど企業側のただこれがこういうふうに外にはっきりと出てしまうと映画のなんていうの観客のエクスペリエンスが損なわれちゃうよね、次から見るときに
Do you think this has a real effect on us? Like,
on us?
On everyone. They're targeting us. We both have iPhones.We're brainwashed. We've totally bought into it. If I see someone using an Android, I do have this reaction like, interesting. They better be a programmer. If they're not a programmer and they use Android, there is this like... So if your husband switched to Android right now, like there is this... snobby...vibe to using an iPhone. I don't have it anymore because I'm using the iPhone SE, which is basically a fossil.
Well, I saw the futatsuori no yatsu atarashi. Like, I see it everywhere now.
Which one's that? The folding phone?
So,
is that popular?
あれがこの私たちの世代、多分特に日本人にはこうグッとくるっていうか、あ、懐かしい感じがする。って思って、yeah. あれはちょっとああいいなって思った。あのフリップフォンのこう昔の感じで色がなんかちょっと可愛いのよ。
Does it flip up like this, or does it flip like?
あ、縦。
Made by who's it made by?
え、あれは何なんだろう。わかんない。
Probably Samsung or.
多分。
One of those.
あの新しいやつ。あれがね、ちょっと、Galaxy Z Flip Features that you need to try first. いや、これ可愛いんだよね。見た目だけの話なんだけどね。サムスン、Galaxy Z、これ。わかる？なんか昔の感じ？自分が最初に携帯を持ち始めた時、まあ、最初はおる感じじゃなかったかな。
Which phone did you have first? I had this AU like 1円の。It was really popular. Everyone had the exact same
最初ピッチだった。なんか白くてキラキラのラメみたいなのがついてる。
Did you have
でもフリップフォンじゃなかったと思うんだよね、最初は。
Mine was a flip phone with the camera that you could turn in the middle. Do you remember that?Like in the middle of the flip phone, there's a little camera that you roll. So if you want to take a selfie, you roll the camera over.
Okay.
So it's facing you. And then if you want to take a picture the other way, you spin the camera.
だ結構新しい目だよね、それ。How old were you?
I didn't have a cell phone until I was like 16 or 17.
そうだよね。Because I was probably like 13 or something.
When you got your phone?
うん、最初の電話の時、mm. だから最初本当にフリップ、あのカメラとかもないもん、mm. ついてない、白黒だしまず、mm. あのピッチで、そっからだんだんこうフリップフォンになってて、私はフリップじゃなくてガシャンってなんか、ガシャンってなるやつ、スライドするやつ、
uh-huh.
うん、あれをずっと使ってた。
That was really popular.
うん、なんかかっこよかったんだよね。
There was only those two types.
あ、でもね、もで一個その古いのはフラップがついて、なんか蓋みたいな、パチャンってわかる、なんか、トランシーバーみたいな形で、あのボタンを押すところだけがなんかフラップみたいな薄い蓋がついてるみたいな。
Mine was kind of like that. Mine had the、I had a phone that had it was a flip phone, but、うん、the screen could you could turn it around. So I could turn the flip around.
ああ、わかるわかる。私もそれ持ってた。でガシャンって後ろ側に倒せるやつじゃなかった
？Yeah, it was crazy. And it had a LCD display on the back side of the screen.
だから開かなくてもメールが来てるとかわかるやつだった
よね。And it had a keychain hole. You know, remember everyone had keychains?
Yeah, ストラップのね。
Did you have like a 2 kilo like?
いや、そこまでつけてなかったけど。
You weren't a real gyaru if you didn't have at least like.
でもいっぱいつけてたよ。
keychain stuff.
このギャラクシー G も。この閉じた状態で多分あのディスプレイがついてた気がする。だからそれこそ本当に、うん、あついてない、嘘かもしれない、わかんない。でもこう私の世代の人は多分ね、みんなあってちょっとはあってなるよ。
Have you seen the new phone that is all screen all the way around? There's a phone
all the
way around. It's like this, but the sides are screen and the back is a screen.
Okay, 絶対落とせないじゃん。
I have no idea. Probably.
ある程度落としたい。あ、そうか。だから Galaxy G と Motorola のレーザーがどっちも折れるタイプ。
What was that called? Kappa? Kappa Kappa? What do you?
Pakapaka? あ、確かになんかそういう風に呼んでたよね。
ガラケー and Pakapaka? Was it Pakapaka? I can't remember. What did I say? Kappaka?
パカパカ?
It has to be パカパカ。
パカパカ携帯。
Yeah?
うん、パカパカ式とか呼んでたかもしれない、確かに。Okay. そうだね。で、それをさ、なんか、あの、カップルとかで喧嘩して、こう、ま、半分に折られるとかさ、そういう話もよく。
It probably feels great.
あったよね。
It feels way better than trying to. If you try to break an iPhone, you're just like, nothing's happening.
超大変だけどね。うん、半分に。逆にね、折るだけだから、
mm.
そんなに大変じゃない。
Do you still have your old phones?
ないよ。持ってんの?
I have one of them, yeah. The one where the screen flips around and stuff, I still have that. And the battery would last like a week and a half on that.
そうだね。
That's crazy.
そんなしょっちゅう。
Right?、うん、Wasn't your phone like that too? Like you charge it once and it's like もう1週間使える。Unlike now, my phone right now is like I charge it 3 times a day,、うん、maybe 4 times a day.
なんか2台持ちとかしてたもんね。
うん、
してなかった。私なんかドコモとウィルコムっつってなんかすごい安い。覚えてる？
yeah.
めっちゃ安い。
It just showed up out of nowhere.
そうで、なんかすっごい安くて電話し放題みたいな。だから彼氏とはそっち使ってとかやってた。
うん
でもモトロラのレーザーは外側にはスクリーンないっぽいね。
うん。
でもこれそうするとさ、開かないとだから見えない。何も見えないってこと？時計とか。
うん。It might be healthier.
あ、違う。あ、表示されるわ。違う、あの、なんていうの？このバーみたいな感じの。
Oh, touch bar?
的な、うん。
But the razor has a touch bar on it?
これ。なんかレーザーとあのギャラクシー G を比べるっていう動画を今見てるからどっちがどっちか分かんないんだけど、
うん、
でも閉じた状態でもある程度なんか電池とかメールが来てるかどうかとかは見れるっぽい。なんかすごい懐かしいよね、
うん、
なんか昔に戻ってる感じがする。
Well, you know, I was having so much trouble with the Apple Music thing because I had to likelog into my developer account and stuff, and then it would delete all my music. It's just a disaster. I don't know how Apple developers use Apple Music. They're incompatible.
Apple Music 入ってるんだ。
Yeah, but I barely use it.
Hmm.
I'm always like, well, it's better now.
I
wasn't using Test Flight before, and it was just causing a bunch of crazy problems. But
how much is that again? Like,
I think it's 1,000 yen a month. I think, but you can just stream whatever music. But you could get the YouTube thing for probably the same price, and they probably have all the same music.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I have it right now.
Which?
But it's
Apple Music.
でも free trial.
Do you like it?
あのね、いや、Apple Music あったら楽しいかなと思ってフリートライアル入ったものの、私ってこう同じものをずっと聞きたいタイプなんだよね。
Really?
っていうことに気づいて、あ、これあんまりいらないタイプの人かもって思った。
Hmm.I get an urge to listen to some random song that could be really old or not on iTunes or Apple Music. And so I end up just going to YouTube for it.
But, じゃあいらないやん。
But for normal music that normal people listen to, because I'm just like, oh, I'll have a song.
So you're going to be on the radio thing. Like
what do you mean?
Random に流れてくるやつを聞いてるってこと？
No, you can search in Apple Music and pull up full albums and like
right. Well, I know that, but like, その、どういう使い方してんの?
For Apple Music?
Yeah.
Oh, just the sort of the usual music I listen to. But often, I'm like, oh, I want to listen to this song, and they won't have it, and so I have to go to YouTube.
そっか。
But that's just like weird classical music.
そっか。
Stuff like that.
いろんなものをいろんな違うものを常に聞きたいみたいな人にはすごいいいかもしれないんだけど、私みたいになんか同じアルバムを何ヶ月も聞き続けるみたいな人はあんまり意味がない気がした。
Do you listen to more or less music lately? I'm actually listening to a lot less, I feel like. I'm very surgical. I'm like, I need this song right now. And I go find this very specific song. Whereas when I was younger...I just had earphones in my ears all the time.
Yeah,
just like I'm just walking around with these dangling from my ears like all the time.
Yeah, わかる。
And I was listening to music. I wasn't... Now I'm listening to like PBS Space Time or something. You know, like...
Podcast とか人が喋ってるやつ。
Yeah. Well, PBS Space Time is just amazing. I don't know if you know that, but it's just a YouTube channel...Space stuff. The host looks like the Dinklage guy a little bit.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, he's always like, ma, 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 like talking to me, like, ずっと音出してるから、あまりこうシーンとしてることがないからさ。次。
Oh, I wanted to mention this ranking of brands because it's kind of interesting. So Apple is valued, this is according to Interbrand, which is some.Agency, but they estimated Apple's brand at $234 million, Google $167 million. I don't know what the number itself means, but the just relatively you can get a sense. So number two is Google, and then Amazon is number three, then Microsoft, and then Coca-Cola, and then Samsung, and then Toyota, Mercedes, McDonald's, and then Disney.So that's the top 10 most valuable brands. Yeah. And Facebook's not in there. I guess neither is Twitter.
Well, Disney owns everything, だもんね.
Disney is after McDonald's. You know, after Samsung. Microsoft is number four. How is that possible?Is Microsoft?
ていうかだからマクドナルドすごいよね。
Yeah.
と思わない?
I see like
だって
ads. Sometimes
その
I think they're good.
新しい技術とかさそういうことでもなんでもなく
I think they have some, no?
でもこうずっと変わらないからいいわけじゃん。なんか急にポテトがめっちゃ変わったらみんな嫌じゃん。
But they have a lot of like 期間限定 like
あ、right, right, right. まあそうだけど、なんかこうハンバーガー一本勝負じゃないかなんかすごいよね。しかもこうなんか いろいろさ批判されることも多いわけじゃん。まあ肥満がどうこうとか。うん。Mm.
Do you like McDonald's as a brand?
No.
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 How about Burger King?
Burger King の方が味は好きだよ。Hmm. ハンバーガーのね。
I feel like
ポテトはマック。いつも言ってるけど、ポテトはマック。
McDonald's and Burger King, I feel like they promote each other. You know that it's supposed to be like a feud.
Yeah.
And they're always like battling.
Hmm. I went to In-N-Out for the first time.
How was it?
Last year.
Was it Bim's?
No, it was good.
Sounds really Bimial.
No, it was good.
Oh, it was good. It was good.
It's like, is it, so it's above McDonald's and Burger King, but below Shake Shack, right?
It depends who you ask.
Is it correct?
Okay. Everyone's all over the place with In-N-Out. Some people swear that In-N-Out is the best.
The best. Hmm.
And some people say Shake Shack is the best.
I love Shake Shack.
It's expensive.
Not their french fries. Their french fries are kind of shitty.
In-N-Out's french fries were so limp when I got mine.
Do you know
they were crisp for like 10 seconds and then all the french fries just fell over.
あの、In-N-Out でそのダブル揚げの
何よ？
french fries を。
Oh, they do that?
なんかそのオーダーがあるの。え、なんて言ったんだっけ？ Wild?
Were they like leftover? Somebody didn't pick up their fries?
No, no, no.
They refried?
え、なんて言うんだっけ？今多分分かってる人はあれだよ、あれって言ってると思うんだけど、その、この間行った時に、あの、あ、double fried french fries。これなんて言うんだろう？ん、名前書いてない。
Double fried french fries。
でもなんかね、なんかね、その名称があって、それをまあうちの夫と彼の、あの、ブラザーが教えてくれて、じゃあそれ頼んだ方がいいよ、マミ、つって。Animal style.
Animal
It's called
style.
Animal style, so.
Animal style.
確か。
Okay.
なんかもうカリカリになってんの、だからもう。
Have you had, are they called shoestring fries? Shoestring?That could be.
このくるくるのやつ?
No, those are curly fries. But they're like these really thin fries. If it's not shoestring, then it's going to sound like an idiot for saying that. But they're like these really thin cut fries.
あ、合ってるよ。shoestring. あー、あの、カラムーチョぐらいの細さの。
Yeah.
あー、へへへへへ。
Yeah. And they,
あ、これ美味しそうだね。
They often have the option for sweet potato.
Ah, hey, hey, hey,
in the States, so you can get like sweet potato shoestring fries. So it's like it's really specific, right?
Yeah.
The, what kind of fries you want?
Yeah. そうだね。あの場合によって日によってたまにだけどフレッシュネスバーガーみたいなあのぶっといの、食べたい時もなきにしもあらずって感じ。でも普通はマックのポテトがいい。
Have you been to Mos Classic? Classic?
No.
It's so 高い It's so 高い、okay. I looked at the Moss Classic menu. I was like, what? 高
い何 Moss
No way I can eat here.
プレミアム版みたいなこと
I don't know. There's only like more CEOs and like
そうだ
and like politicians in there.
シェイクシャークぐらいの価格設定ってこと
It's really expensive. I was shocked. It may not be that expensive, but so...The Moss Classic I was at, there's like a really fancy restaurant right across the street from Moss Classic.
Okay.
It's way cheaper than Moss Classic. I mean, really fancy restaurant.
So でしょ? 絶対嘘。
Yes.
本当?
I'm dead serious. I will tell you where it is. But,
Moss Classic.
That's crazy.
で、どこが好きなの?
Talking about fries, it makes me want the, you know, the Wild West Bloomin' Onion that they have at like, maybe TGI's or, what's that Australian steak place?
Onion になっちゃう。
Yeah, but it's fried. It's really fried.
Yeah. A hamburger は?
I like to make it myself. Hamburger. Like, what's a good burger place?
Yeah.
A Sonic. Sonic drive-thru.
What's that?
Sonic is...
Is it in the States?
They have hot chicks come out on roller skates.
Oh.
And you just eat in your car. Okay. I like Sonic.
そっか.
They have this nice, almost like Hawaiian king roll type bun bread.
Okay.
And...
あの、沖縄にあるやつなんだっけ?
A&W?
Oh, yeah, そうだ.
Yeah.
そうだ.
I like A&W.
A&W.
I like root beer.
Everyone, okay, like my husband, like, なんで私、root beer全然意味がわかんない.
You don't like it?
薬じゃん、薬。薬の味。 でもみんな好きだよね。
What about Dr. Pepper?
もうドクターペッパーも意味わかんない。
Well, it has doctor, so it's okay, no?
意味がわかんない。 でもうちの夫もルートビア売ってたら絶対買う。
It's so good.
絶対飲んでる。
It's so good. And there's also, they have like cream soda at A&W. A&W is known for like their cream soda too. But
What's cream soda?
I have no idea.
What?
I don't know what it is. But it's, they sell cans of it. If you go to like, I don't know, Rarapoto or something, you can find cream soda. But it's like the, you haven't seen it? It's the gold cans. A&W sells it usually along with the root beer.
But it's not
I don't know what
root beer at all.
I have no idea what it is. It's extremely sugary though. And so is root beer. Like these drinks are very unhealthy.
Yikes.
Very unhealthy. It's so much sugar. Mm. It has almost as much sugar as like real gold. Or one of those. Like metal and soda.
次.
Earth may have acquired a new moon. The object is estimated to be between 1.9 and 3.5 meters in diameter and is designated 2020 CD3. The near-Earth asteroid was discovered on February 15th by two astronomers at Mount Lemmon Observatory. Lemmon. Observatory as part of the Catalina Sky Survey based in Tucson, Arizona. A subsequent analysis of its orbit suggests that it was likely captured by Earth in 2016 or 2017. The object circles Earth once every 47 days on an elliptical orbit. It is the second known object to be captured in the orbit of Earth, and the object is expected to leave Earth's orbit next month.
地球に一時的な第二の月ができました。 2020CD3 と名付けられたこの物体は直径 1.9 メートルから 3.5 メートルの大きさと推定されています。この地球近傍小惑星は先月 2月15日にアリゾナ大学カタリナスカイサーベイのレモン山天文台で 2人の天文学者が発見したものです。その後の軌道の分析により この第二の月は 2016年か 2017年に地球に捉えられた可能性があります。 可能性があり、楕円軌道上を 47日周期で回っています。 こうした物体が発見されるのは観測史上 2度目のことです。 この小惑星は来月には地球の軌道を離れる見通しです。 もう行っちゃうんだ。
バイバイ。
バイバイ。 そっか、だからもう3年ぐらいは一緒にいたけど、もう来月でお別れっていう。
It's interesting that nobody had identified it since 2016 or whenever it showed up. And then we just happened to see it right before it leaves. So we almost missed it completely.
そうだね。なんかあの、 人工物、なんかこういうのができたと思ったら、実はよく見たら人工物でしたみたいなことはたまにあるらしいよね。
It's possible.
なんかそれでイーロンがツイートしてたよね。
I didn't see the tweet, but...
自分じゃないですみたいな。
His car.
なんかうちではないです。
Well, the headlines were car-sized object. Mm. And Elon launched his roadster into space. So.
Yeah. そう、面白いね。なんか見つかったのにもでもなくなっちゃうっていうのはちょっと寂しい気もするけど。
Yeah, it'd be cool if they could inspect it. You know, look at, hey, what is it exactly? Is there something different or special about it?
Yeah. 前回は2006年だったんだって。
It is possible that it's just a piece of junk. But actually, did you see that mission? What was it called? I forgot the name of the mission, but NASA did some kind of maintenance mission on a satellite. I think on a geostationary satellite. I don't remember the exact details of this, but they launched a satellite into space and it eventually caught up to a different satellite and then connected with the other satellite. And this is kind of like the space sweepers concept, right?
Mm.
So that was the first time I think that that had been done. But if we have these sorts of maneuverable craft, then we could actually send a spacecraft to capture or connect to and inspect a visitor like this. I mean, it's so close. It's right there.
Mm.
You know, so we usually send a satellite way out to go find some asteroid and turn around and try to come back. This thing is in Earth's orbit and
yeah.
there could be like valuable data that it has.
Mm.
So one thing, if they have satellites, if you're developing satellites to do, you know, satellite maintenance or deorbiting, could one of those crafts maybe have the capability to attach to this kind of satellite?
Mm.
And maybe we can do some very affordable scientific research that way by detecting foreign objects that are captured in Earth's orbit. Because there could be another one right now. We
yeah.
just haven't seen it yet.
そっか.
So like, you know, why send a satellite way out?
Right,
you know?
Right. もうそこにあるじゃんみたいなこと。
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's kind of an interesting possibility.
Mm.
They said that this object is dark. It's not that reflective.
Okay.
And it's
is that why they didn't detect it until now?
Yeah, if it was reflective, it would make it much easier to spot. So
right.
It's a carbonaceous, has a lot of carbon, which I think is partly why it's so dark.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's about all we know about it.
そっか.
And there was some interesting research about Mars recently. Remember we talked about the InSight lander before? And it was going to try to drill into Mars.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
place
yeah.
a seismometer and all that stuff. So it did all that stuff.
Mm.
I think it had some struggle drilling, but they found that there were many more earthquakes than they expected on Mars, but the earthquakes were weaker than expected.
Mm.
So there's more activity, but weaker activity. And then they found that there are a lot of magnetic fields, but that field is not like one field from the core, but they're detecting a lot of magnetism in subsurface or subterranean rocks. So there are like these huge rocks under the surface of Mars that are magnetic.
Hmm.
So that was unexpected. And then there's a huge number of, what do you call it? Dust devils?
What's that?
Tatsumaki?
Mm.
On Mars? Those little baby tornadoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not good, no?
Well, the air pressure is so low that it won't like pick you up and it won't do anything.
Oh.
But you can see them on Mars, so in pictures of Mars, there are these little tornadoes everywhere.
Huh.
You've seen them, right? Have you seen?
I guess. don't know.
You haven't seen a dust devil?
I don't know.
You know, if you're outside on a windy day, sometimes you'll see the leaves, they start to go like this.
Yeah.
They start spinning in a circle, right? The little leaf tornado. In the States, you see them a lot. If you're in the southern United States or a deserty area, because the sand just gets picked up and then you see this tiny tornado. You haven't seen that?
But there are a lot of those in...
They're fun.
On Mars?
There's a bunch of those on Mars.
Huh.
Little tornadoes. Mm-hmm. And there's pictures of them. They're cute. They look cool.
Okay. Well...
Did you see the primaries?
No. Why would I? Why would I?
Or did you watch any of the debates?
No. Why would I?
I don't know. To be informed. Or try to see what's
happening.
No,
thank you.
No. I did watch one of the debates recently.
Did you regret it? Was it interesting?
Was
it good?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of a shit show. You know, people talking over each other, just awkward,
Who was in it?
Well, they're all gone now. But it was like Biden, Sanders, Warren, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, all these characters.
So Bloomberg is out now, right?
Bloomberg was still in the debate. He did not impress. Yeah, he's out.
Right.
Buttigieg is out. Klobuchar,
so
I think, is out.
Warren and Sanders?
I think Warren is out.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's just Biden and Sanders, I think.
Huh.
And Biden is doing better than I think most people expected.
Hmm.
I mean, everyone has different expectations, but it seems like it'll be Biden or Sanders.
平均年齢が高いね.
Mm-hmm. So it was just Bloomberg, Biden, and Sanders. They're all like 100 years old. Just old white dudes with vacation homes and stuff.
Mm.
いや、なんか意外ではあるよね。あの、意外というかその今までの流れを見てたら全然意外ではないんだけど、その年齢だけ見ると、その、なんていうの、アメリカの人口の、その年齢の分布と、まあ日本とかで見たらさ、もうおじいちゃんおばあちゃんの国だから、政治家がおじいちゃんおばあちゃんでもそんなにこう意外ではない。Well,
Buttigieg is like 20 or something.
いや、別に残ってる人はさ、トランプも含め すごい
They're all very old. Didn't Bernie have a heart attack? I don't know if he actually had a heart attack, but I mean, if you're that old, like something could easily happen.
Yeah.
I mean, are they all washing their hands and like? Seriously though.
Well, they should be. Yeah, definitely.
That's like a real thing. You can like. I mean, if the Iranian health minister is coming down with it, like. I mean, I don't think there's that much of a... I mean, this is true for Japan, too, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
みんなおじいちゃんだからね、日本なんて. It's true. It's absolutely true. So, what do you think is going to happen? I guess you haven't been paying attention.
No, I don't want to. I've been avoiding it,
I still think Trump is on course to be reelected. I haven't seen anything change my mind about what I think will happen. So,
でも私もそう思うし、まあまあみんなそう思ってんじゃないの？なんかこう別に何かすごい悪いことがあれば別だけどさ、その経済とか見た時に、こうなんていうの、だってさ、トランプからBernieになったらすごいチェンジじゃん。
The economy will be very interesting.
すごいリスクがあるから、こう今特にみんなが、なんていうの、経済も良くなってるしみたいな感じで思ってる時に その大きいリスクを取るふうにいくのかなっていうのはちょっと疑問なんだけど。
people have very different interpretations of like what's happening and what the economy is doing. And, you know, a lot of people don't think that Trump has done anything good. A lot of people think that.
I'm curious about, I mean, I don't know much about, その、例えば Bernie Sanders のその外交の捉え方っていうかさ、日本との関係どう思ってるとか、まあ基地問題とか、なんか Bernie になった時に、
He hasn't talked about any of that stuff. He just says like, you know, billionaires, 10% of the top, 1% of the, you know, it's just, it's the same thing. You know, and I like Yang, but he had the same, well, he wasn't far left enough for the Democrats.
Yeah.
But he, it just becomes a meme, like $1,000 a month, you know, $1,000
a month. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You get a car, and you get a car, and you get a, you know, it's like.
まあ、だから日本人の私からすると、なんか、そこ興味がある。あの、例えば、Bernie になった時に、どうなるのか。なんか、なんて言うんだろうね。Bernie と安倍さんがあって喋ってるところがなかなか想像できないなとか。
Make Abe look like a spring chicken.
なんかこう、ね。どうなるのかなとか興味はあるすごい。だから変わってほしいなっていう気持ちはあるけど。
So most people that have a problem with Bernie are concerned about sort of the socialist aspects of his policy proposals. And in particular, it's things like healthcare. And he's like, it'll be cheaper if we do this. And then people are like, well, we want to have private insurance. Like, why can't we have, you know, our own insurance? This is a socialist thing. And he's like, well, this is going to save us all a bunch of money. But, you know, I think he would have a better chance if he just, reined some of that progressive stuff in a little bit. Because what you don't need to be that. You only have to be a tiny bit more progressive than Biden to get all of the votes you were going to get anyways. There's no point. I mean, if you're just, you know, so hard-headed with your values, then...
Yeah.
But I just think it's a losing strategy, regardless of what you think about
your values or whatever.
But he's over there by himself. He's not competing with anyone for those votes.
Right. It's just bad strategy. It's just bad strategy.わからなくもないし、なんか羨ましいけどね。そういうすごい信念を持ってる人がそうトップにこうなろうって頑張っている姿勢というのはいいなって思っちゃうけど。Okay, we gotta go. I gotta go. 文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、Mac、iPad、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットしてみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題激安プランの他に
宿題、
あ、そう、無料で2週間トライアルもできるので、ちょっと試してみたいなって人はそこからやってみてください。
On iOS?
Yeah.
だけ。
プラス、iOS 版では宿題プランもやっています。各エピソードごとに宿題として問題を出題しているので、それやってみてください。まあ、英語の勉強、どこから始めればいいのかなとか、何やればいいのかなっていう人は、いいと思います。
宿題プラン。
Yes. Twitter、Instagram、Facebook やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。バイリンガルニュース .jp ではストアもあるので生きてるグッズ盛りだくさん。要チェック。
And some people have asked about Android and we are working on this stuff for Android.、
そう、Android の人ちょっとお待たせして申し訳ないんですけども、
yeah.
準備はしてるらしいのでマイケルが頑張って。頑張れ頑張れって応援していただけると。おしまい。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。